Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me.
everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am. Everything I have, everything I am, it's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
He can do it again. Thank God right now. Thank God right then. Thank God right there. before. He can do it again. Thank God right now. Thank God right then. He can do it before. He can do it again. Thank God right now. Thank God right now. Thank God right now. Thank God right then. He can do it before. He can do it again. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we praise your name right now. Lord, we give you the glory right now. Lord, come on in. All over the radio broadcast. Moved by your spirit. In the name of Jesus. You're the same God. Yesterday. You're the same God. Today, Lord. Oh, Jesus. We need you to move right now. Somebody's crying out for you, Lord. Saying, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's crying out in pain. But, oh, God, you're Dr. Jesus. You got all power in your hand. And you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. Say your healing virtue today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, Lord, to save, save, Lord, save, Lord. All over the world, we need you to save, Lord. Yes, Lord, you said in your word that you're married to the backsliders. Send on your spirit, Lord. Which restores, Lord. Yes, Lord. Send on the spirit of revival, Lord. Revive us again. In the name of Jesus, we're saying yes to your word. We're saying yes to your will. We're saying yes to your anointing today. Oh, God. Lord, as I stand before your people, Lord, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you use me, Lord, as an oracle. Speak the word, Lord, to your people, Lord, that somebody is encouraged, that someone, Lord, is strengthened, that some man, boy, or girl come running asking, what must I do to be saved? Lord, break the yoke, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy on every hand that come to hinder. Lord, open up my mouth. Send on your word to your people today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we'll be careful, Lord, to give you praise. We'll be careful to give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. My topic for today is, oh, give thanks. Can we say, oh, give thanks? Now, we want to know about giving thanks. Amen. Amen. We're talking about when we give thanks or when we say thankful for something. What are we really saying? Amen. Hey, are we just giving lip service? Are we just making ourselves look good? Amen. Are we trying to say something that is tantalizing to the ears or the receivers? Amen. Or are we saying it to accomplish both the things I previously mentioned? Are we doing it for lip service? Are we doing it to make ourselves look good? Are we doing it just to make the other person or the receiver look good? What are we doing when we're giving thanks? Amen. Are we doing this from this perspective? Hey, according to, thank you, Jesus, according to Webster's Dictionary, verb means to express gratitude or to show appreciation. And thank means to acknowledge, recognize, or express an obligation, thanks, or grateful. Amen. Now, sometimes we're doing it not because we mean it, but because we're obligated to do it. Amen. You ever felt someone that said thank you, really they didn't mean it, but they just had to go along with the emotions. Amen. Sometimes people, maybe because of their jobs or their situations, that somebody do things to them, they still got to give thanks, and they really don't appreciate it. But because they've been taught to give thanks, they go ahead and give thanks. Amen. But if we take it from a different perspective, if you go to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thank you, Rita. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In all things. Thank you.
In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Amen.
Amen.
So no matter in good times, in bad times, we got to do what? Give thanks. Let's give thanks. And, we're not just saying to our wives, to our husband, just thank you, because, sometimes that's just out of routine. But see, when you really are genuine and you say thanks, it's a heartfelt thanks. Amen? Because, see, we are God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's because of this perspective, when you have Jesus on your side, giving thanks have a whole different perspective. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. And because of this man-made holiday, now think about this, because of this man-made holiday called Thanksgiving, once a year we come together in multiple ways to celebrate like we were told to do. Mind you, not like we want to do necessarily, but how we were told to do. Amen. Because your parents did it this way, because your parents did it this way, because someone was read in the book to do it this way, because this, that, and the other. Amen?
Amen.
But it said, according to Google, I'm going to tell you something about it. In North America, it's an annual national holiday marked by, here's the thing that I'm pointing out, religious observance and traditional meal, including turkey. This holiday commemorates a harvest festival celebrated by the Pilgrims in 1621, and it's held in the U.S. Notice, in the U.S., the fourth Thursday in November. A similar holiday is in Canada, usually the second Monday in October. But here, that I say all that to say is, it's marked by a religious observance. Amen? Now, even if we were given thanks according to the man-made holiday, most of us aren't keeping up the main reason for the holiday. Amen? It being marked by a religious observation. I don't know how many of us went to church on Thanksgiving Day. Amen? How many of us went to church on Thanksgiving evening? Amen? How many of us observed it and saw it as a religious holiday, a religious time, a time to come together to give thanks unto the Almighty, a time to give praise because of all the things that God has done that we want to celebrate? How many of us are taking that perspective, amen?
Amen.
As some of us see it as a day off work, amen?
Amen?
Amen. Yeah, all right now. But we see it as, some of us see it as a signal to get ready to start the commercialization of Christmas. Amen. So some of us have all different reasons why we see Thanksgiving, but most of us aren't really doing according to what we have been instructed to do. Amen? Now let us think about gathering together. I want your mind to think about it. As you're thinking about gathering together, whomever you call family members, amen. There's something about being reunited together again, amen. As we have experienced today, as not have been apart from each other for so many different reasons, death, for different things going on, we were glad to come together again, once again, amen. Think about what it means to be reunited together. Luke 15:17-22, amen. Reader?
Well, when he came to himself,
uh-huh.
he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
Amen.
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 Now think about celebration for family being together again, a time for what? Giving thanks. There was much rejoicing and much music as a part of this celebration. Amen. Now, the question is, who were they giving thanks to? Amen? Were they giving thanks to one another? Were they giving thanks to the Son for returning? Who were they giving thanks to? Who were they celebrating the fact that their long-lost member, family member, has been returned to them? Amen? But see, when we get together, we think about all the things that we do to celebrate. Amen? But I want you to think about that, the things that we do when we celebrate here on earth. Think about that when one of our family members that we have not seen in years, how we come together and we celebrate, how over the Thanksgiving we were glad to see one another and festive. Amen? We had, some people had loud music. Some people had much rejoicing. Amen? And I don't mean dancing as a worldly dance, but some people did that too. But as it relates to the Bible, some people actually celebrated, and because they were so glad to see their loved one, they praised God. Amen? It's one thing to be so happy that you begin to sing and shout and praise your Maker. Amen? Well, it's all right to praise Him. It's all right to rejoice down here on earth. But the thing of it is, if this is what happens on earth, just because we have a regular gathering, amen, of family or friends or for whatever occasion, then think about what it would be like for the saints of God. Notice I said for the saints of God, when we are able to get to the city, hey, to that great city called heaven. What a time that would be to give thanks to what? The Most High God, and to see our Jesus face to face and praise and thank Him. Can you think about that when the saints of God have already made it over? See the loved ones come there. What a rejoicing that's going to be. Amen. When you think about all this suffering, Lord, overhead, when you get to that place when you can say, thank you, Jesus, because I made it through. What a celebration that's got to be. Amen. You think about how we celebrate here on earth. We put all the things out. Amen. We talked about how when the prodigal son, father, son came, amen, all the elaborate things that he did. Amen. He went out and he killed the calves and they made out elaborate expression feast of meals. Amen. They then went out and they got clothes and they got them all washed up and dressed up and ready for celebration. Amen? There was a great feast, a great preparation. They went out once they saw him coming. Amen? But think about it, it's only so much that we can do as man. No matter we are human, but we can only do so much to prepare for someone coming. But once we have arrived, we don't know what condition that that person might be in. Amen? You don't know what you got to do to get that person able in that same situation that you are in. Maybe you had a good time and they had a hard time just getting to where you are. Amen? Maybe they've been suffering all year long. This is the first time they had a chance to have peace of mind and sit down among the family and just let the world go by. Amen? But see, when those who are called the saints of God, when they get to heaven, hey, and they're able to say how they made it over, think about how the angels are going to sing. Hey, think about how the saints are going to sing the song. Hey, I've been changed, and I've been redeemed. Thank you, Jesus, because I made it over. Think about what rejoicing that's going to be on that great day when you get to the city called heaven, that city made of gold. What great day that's going to be when you've been hearing about this great God, but now you're able to see God face to face, thinking about all the things that God has brought you through his son, Jesus the Christ. And in that great day, you're going to be able to see Jesus face to face and thank him for being the great intercessor. Thank Jesus for dying on the cross and shedding his blood. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be when that great getting up time, when the saints of God all gather together, and every day is Sunday, every day they can praise him, every day they can magnify him. What a day and what a time that would be when they're able to give thanks to Father God, thanks to Jesus. Yes, what a day that it would be. But I want you to know we have that faith and hope and trust to be thankful that we will be able to have that day, amen? Because that's what happens when we actually get there, amen? But until we get there, what should we really be giving thanks for, amen? Luke 10, 19 and 20. Thank you, Jesus.
Behold, I give you the authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, some of us get caught up down here because God has given us some gifts. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us get caught up because God has given us some talents, and, amen, and we get caught up in the fact that God is able to use us as instruments, and we get caught up in all that, amen, but that's not something that you should be all caught up, because it's not you working, amen. You are nothing but a vessel, amen. We are nothing but sand. We are nothing but vapor, hey, so you don't get caught up in the fact that God is using you to do what? His work. Don't get caught up because, see, Jesus said, hey, for I'm by his stripes, I ain't healed, and he decided to use you as an instrument for healing. Don't get caught up because it's not about you, amen? It's never going to be about you. But what you need to be caught up in is that we need to give thanks, because if you're living sane, thank you, Jesus, if you're living a sanctified life, if you're Holy Spirit filled and living according to the word of God, your name is written in the book of life. The book of life, amen? Now, that's the fact that you know that your name is written in the book of life, that's enough to rejoice right now, amen? Because, see, everybody that's saying, Lord, Lord, not living saved. Everybody who claims that they're living saved is not living saved. Everybody that says they're sanctified have not been washed in the blood. Everybody who said they have the Holy Spirit is not full of the Holy Spirit that burneth with fire. So to you that you know, as my grandson would say, those of you who are saints of God, that you know that you've been saved, you've been washed in the blood, Yes, Lord. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. You that you know that God came in one day and he delivered you out of your sins. One day you said yes to his will. One day you became brand new. One day God came in. He sent the Holy Spirit and he baptized you with fire. And you can say, it's blood fire. Shut up in my bones. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For you know that you've been changed. Those of you that know that you've been changed, you can say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My name, is written in the book of life. Yes, Lord. So no matter what I'm going through, no matter about the trial, no matter about the tribulation, oh, praise your name. What I know is that my name is written in the book of life, that one day I'm going to get my reward. One day I'm going to get to heaven. One day I'm going to see my Savior face to face. One day I'm going to sing and shout how I made it over. One day this old body wrapped with pain, this old body deteriorating, this old body going through something on every side, going to be gone. I'm going to put off this old body. I'm going to put on a glorified body. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to be able to walk around and pray to my Savior. I'm going to see the saints of God that's gone on before me, that glad to see me, how we made it over. One day I'm going to hear, good, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into the what? The joy, the joy, the joy, he come both pondered, the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No matter the sorrow we may face on earth, glory, hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, we've been made endure it for a night. But joy, joy coming in the morning, in that morning, when we sing and shout, when we got that new body, when we've been changed, God above our body, we can sing and shout, we can raise our hands, we can magnify God. Every day going to be Sunday, every day we can sing and shout, every day there'll be no pain, every day there'll be no suffering, every day there'll be no bills, every day there'll be no collectors, econ, no partner to help, every day, up on your shoulder, I'm going to live, you're going to live, in your reward, what you're working through, down here on earth, it's for a great day, no matter what you're going through, it's for that great day. No matter how the devil try to trick you, you got to know that your name is written in the book of life. You don't want to be concerned about what other book you might be in, what other club you might be in, what other econ, what other thing you might be trying to accomplish. The main thing you need to kind of accomplish is getting to the great city. The main thing you need to be trying to accomplish is getting your name written in that book. If you're not saved, hallelujah, if you're not where you ought to be, if you're not where you want to be, you know that death is on its way. Nobody is saved. Because when the death angel comes, he's going to call on your name, going to call my name, ready or not. You're going to answer. You won't say, wait a minute. You won't be saying, I'm not ready. Come back in a minute. You're not going to say, give me 15 minutes. You're not going to be able to say a thing, but answer yes. Because when your time comes, whether you're ready or not, you're going to answer. You're going to leave here when your time comes, whether you're ready or not, you might not receive that body, hey, that glorified body. Hey, you might receive that reward of doom and damnation. I will tell you, if you think that you inhale down here on earth, that's not hell. This is only the dressing room. This is only the dressing room. You know about the dressing room. It's when you go in and you get changed. It's when you go in and you get ready. You take all the old and put on the new. But some of those new going to be full of devil-bound, hell-bound, torture-bound. I want you to know, if you think that you're in hell already, read your Bible, because it talks about hell. This is not hell. It talks about what's soon to come. You need to get right, saints of God. You need to get right, because Jesus is soon to come. You need to praise him because of what he's done. Praise him for what he's doing. But most importantly, praise him because if you're living right, your name is written in the book of life, not the book of damnation, not the book of torture, not the book of hellfire and brimstone, not the book of all kinds of your treatment that you get for what you've done on this earth. I don't know about you, but I'm thanking Jesus that he didn't give me what I deserve. He didn't give me what I deserve, but he came one day and knocked on my heart, and he gave me what I needed, which is salvation. One day, he said, that's just not enough. I'm going to fill you with the precious Holy Spirit that burning with fire so that you're able to stand. So, yes, you, your mama, hey, that you have some quickening power. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Some of us, yes, we may have the gift that God's given us, and we may be working out our salvation and evangelizing through those gifts. But I say to you, I give you a warning. Don't get caught up in the gift that God's given you, because it's not you being used. It's not your power. It's you being used by the Most High God, that same God that one day you got to meet him and give an account. If you've been used and you're not there yourself, your name is not written in the book of life. And in hell, you shall lift up joy. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be running, working hard, doing all the things that I think I need to do in the ministry, only but to get before the judgment seat. And here, I know you not, you worker of iniquity. Depart from me, and be cast in the lake of fire. Hey, so what you're going through down here, I want you to know, no matter how bad it may seem, there is a God somewhere. There is a God somewhere that sits high and looks low, and we know where he is. He's in a city called heaven. He's in a city called heaven. You can't get there unless you, all gracious, unless you turn loose all the things of this world, unless you surrender to the Almighty God, to the power which saves, the power which delivers. Some of you not been delivered. You know that you're saved, but you're still holding on. You're still letting the devil use you in all kind of ways. But you need to seek deliverance, totally deliverance. And I decree and declare to you that when God delivers you, he don't have to do nothing. He'll fully deliver you. You need to seek God while you can, while he may be found, because there's a day coming, you won't be able to seek him when your lips are closed shut, your tongue is glued to the top of your mouth. You can't seek him then. You can't can't ask for forgiveness then because it's too late. It's too late. You're on your way to your reward. So I'm telling you now, you ought to be glad if you are a saint of God, living according to the word of God, that your name is written in the book of life. No matter what comes your way, God will take care of you. No matter what comes your way, you got an adversary. You got an adversary called the devil. But no matter what comes your way, the keys are rebuking that adversary. It's calling a great name, Jesus. I dare you to try it. When you're in the midst of going through, call on that most powerful name, Jesus. He's up on it. Demons tremble at the sound of that name, Jesus. Once you understand that your name is written in the book, then you ought to understand whose you are. You are not yours. You are not your own. You belong to God. You belong to Jesus. When you understand that your name is written in the book of life, then you can walk this walk. You can talk this talk. You can live the life that you're talking and walking about. You can rebuke the enemy, and he will flee. You can talk to the pain, and you can command it. You can do what's got to be done because God hears, and he knows, and he cares all about us, thanks to God. We know there's a God, amen. We know there's a God, and we know that he lives in a place called heaven. We know that there's his son, Jesus, who sits on the right hand of him. We know this, amen. And one day, I don't know about you, but are we living so that we can see God, see Jesus face to face? Are we living for that? It's not even about our loved ones who've gone before us. That's well and fine. But see, what I'm concerned about is not seeing my mother again, not seeing other folks again. I'm concerned about seeing Jesus face to face. I'm concerned about seeing God, seeing what he looks like, feeling that power. Hey, I just get a taste of it down here. But in heaven, I'm going to be able to feel that power, what it feels like to be in heaven. Hey, not just a taste, not just for some time, but all day long. Because a day is like a what? 1,000 years. Oh, my God, what it would be like to be in the presence of the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. So when we are giving thanks because, one, for the person who allowed us to go through whatever the days of the days of the days and whatever the months and the months of the months and whatever the years of the years of the years, whatever the hours of the hours of the hours of the seconds, give thanks for the one who is in control of all of that, who allowed you to see all of that. But if you're saved, give thanks because your name is written in the book of life. And if your name is not written in the book of life, every time you have an opportunity, now is the time to get it together. When we're celebrating the Eucharist, now is the time. If you have an ought against one another, now is the time to go straighten it out. Now is the time. Because if you take it unworthy, if you take it unworthy, if you take the Eucharist unworthy, there are consequences for that. It tells you why many people are sick, many people are sleeping in the graves, because they took it unworthily. We don't want to be condemned. We don't want to take anything that's going to cause us harm because God has warned us. Amen?
Amen.
Out your soul salvation. And if you know that you're not saved and you want to be saved, when we're playing the song, you know, just stand. Just stand. If you need prayer, just stand. Listen to the words of the song because it's telling us about how to be drawn to our Savior. It's telling us about how much he thought about you and I. Hey, thank you. How much he thought about you. That he was willing to die for each of us individually. So think about that. As we're playing the song, you need prayer to stand where you are. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Worth it. Worth it. It's all about Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So worth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Worth it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.